Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webber at StuWeb.com, and it is Wednesday, November the 24th, 2021. And those that be having Thanksgiving tomorrow, happy Thanksgiving and a day early. With that said, I've got Professor Joe on here with me, and he has some very interesting facts that I want you to get into it, Joe. What we were talking about off the air here a minute ago.
All right, what inspired the conversation is that down here in the Phoenix area, we have 550 AM on your radio dial, J.T. Harris, he's the local conservative. And he has been doing a investigation into the Scottsdale Unified School District. It's like Loudoun, they are having the same problem. The Board of Education has been playing toesies with CRT and hiding it. So apparently, the president of the School Board of Education at Scottsdale Unified School District has been keeping a dossier on parents who have been appearing and complaining about CRT in the Scottsdale Unified School District. He has gone so far as to have detectives follow these people to collect data on them. So JT has been following this thread, and because it's a Board of Education issue, that includes Loudoun. But also, in connecting of the dots, extends itself also to other areas. And one of them being that CRT is not just about textbooks expressing that political philosophy, but CRT also is taking itself into radio advertisement. If you go down to your local grocery store and go to Pampers, you'll see on their boxes of Pampers different racial babies, black, Chinese, Mexican, Hispanic, white. And you will see also, what we call a same motif. In other words, expressing the black man, expressing the Hispanic, any of the colored races. Now remember, critical race theory has to do with the white man. And the white man being really what it is an attack on Western civilization. And it's the takedown of Western civilization. And the main key component of this is the COVID shot. The COVID shot does not have a virus in it, or an antivirus. It is a combination of other elements that will mess with your DNA. You have right now a lot of people that are now coming into emergency rooms and being hospitalized with so-called COVID. But in reality, what it really is, it is a reaction to their shot that they maybe have gotten back in May and July. And some people are saying here in the United States on other talk shows that the real number of deaths that have died from the shot is almost up to 1 million. They're not saying anything. So we really don't have the exact number. But this fits in precisely, and this is the key on this, if you go and read some of the statements by Klaus Schwab at Devils, it outlines exactly what these global elitists are going to do. And of course, we might put a part of that is a reset of the economy. In other words, they want to drive down the dollar. In other words, the purchasing power of the dollar out of, say, 100% 0.005% or 0.005. In other words, it doesn't have any purchasing power. And that's why you have a rise in the cost of houses and other items, where you have double-digit inflation. And this then leads to why the Democrats, which is no longer the old Democrat Party, it is a Bolshevik Party. This is the same thing that was pulled on Russia when it was transferred into the old Soviet Union. So the same thing is being done here, and by the way, the same thing is happening in Europe, where you are having these mass protests, Austria, Hungary, Germany, of where it is going to be a mandatory shot. That means the end of you. So you're having this mass revolt that is going on, but of course, our news media doesn't say anything, because all they do is talk about what the white man has done to the coloreds of the world. So this is the real heart and issue of what we call CRT. And particularly, if you want to know CRT, its effect at college, go in your memory to Evergreen College in Washington, where they had a big revolt with the minority students. So you have this mantra that the white man is the evil one. And the reason that it's done like that is to bring down what we call Western civilization, because that's the backbone of prosperity. You take that down, then these global elitists will control the world. And one of Stu's ex-persons that came in on his radio show a long time ago was Dr. Rima. And she said she interviewed a person who was a global elitist, and they said, the direction that we are going is to bring back the old fiefdoms, like in the medieval days. A good example of that is Braveheart. And you see, you cannot marry, you cannot farm, you cannot hunt, you cannot do anything without the king's permission. And this is where Dr. Rima said that we're headed to, and that is exactly what Schwab is saying. It is going to be where a small minority of people will have the wealth, the rest of the world will have a reduced population. There'll be a very small minority of whites, but a bigger group of mixed, if you want to call it that. And they will then control the planet. And that is the whole issue. It is to take control of the planet and own it. So there you have it.
Well, that's pretty. Yeah, that's pretty evil. I mean, but that is the agenda of these Satanists, because this is Satanism. This is against Christ. This is the opposite, and this is their agenda. And believe me, what do we got? About 50% of the population been vaccinated, Joe?
About
50%, maybe 55. It isn't up there where they've been on the mainstream media been saying it's up at 80 and 90% and all that garbage. It isn't, folks. It's a lot lower, because the black race, black people, they don't want to take the shot. There's more of them saying no than there are white people, which is stupid. I mean, for the white man to be that stupid, they dumbed him down. Now, Joe, I've watched for this past 38, 39 years as a whistleblower, and you've been around for a long time and educated, and you've seen things. Would you say that the planet would be around in 5 years?
Well, that's the key. That is the key. And this is where we get into many of the discussions we've had on dispensationalism. I believe that there is a real... dispensationalism, and then there is a false dispensationalism. And the only way that I think that we will get out of this or to survive this is through a third force. And I believe that to be the intervention of Jesus Christ, who is God. And that was accomplished at his crucifixion. That is where the off-planet entity, which I call the fallen angel aliens that take a serpentine look, was defeated at Mount Golgotha. And if you go to Hebrews 9, verses 13, it says, "And Jesus took his blood into the Holy of Holies, a holy temple built not with human hands, and placed his blood there for our insurance, for our salvation." And we people, who are a small group of us, who are prayer partners, take that literally, that we can call upon Jesus Christ to send down his blood, to let the blood do its work for the salvation of mankind. Whether it's in politics, or whether it's in rivers, or whether it is dealing with these off-planted planet entities. And this is where Stu comes in and is meeting with Ed Slade, and his meeting bearing into the Millman family, and his introduction into the world, the sub-world of Denver, Colorado, and why Denver, Colorado is called Washington, D.C. West, because it is all about what's underground. And this is where, according to the Book of Enoch, where the entities are held in the upper third, lower fourth dimensional world. And there is a war that is going on. And 4 months ago, I was outside at 2:30 in the morning, and I watched these little pin lights go over my head. They must have been at probably about 70,000 feet in altitude. And 12 of them went by. On the last one, I saw a streak of white light try to hit another one, and I literally saw an explosion. But they continued on. That was to tell me, yes, indeed, there is a war going on above our heads.
Now, the entities that are worn above us, are there good ones and bad ones?
Okay, this is where I have... where I have come to somewhat of a conclusion, because remember, we can only make guesstimations. The fallen angel aliens are the dark, off-planet entities. The life forces would also include other beings from other planets, like the Pleiades, like Sirius B, like the Aldebarans. And Clark McClendon, who was a top administrator at NASA, found out that Devis and Von Braun considered themselves to be descendants of the Aldebarans. And the Aldebaran is off of the Pleiades in a certain direction. If you have the telescope, find the Little Dipper, and then look around in there for pin lights, and then you'll find Aldebarans. So you have these off-planet entities who are good that are trying to help mankind. And this takes us all the way back to 1947 at Roswell. And what they don't tell you is that there was a survivor, that they interviewed that survivor for over 2 weeks. And if you Google Secretary Roswell interview of alien, you can read the entire transcript and they are called Ebens. And I believe somewhere in the 70s or 80s, they sent a starship, and they exchanged individuals, and they took seven Earthlings back to Aldebaran. Four of them survived, one stayed. And since that time, there has been this interaction between the off-planet entities and Earth. My ex-father-in-law, who is now deceased, was very close friends of one person that was on Majestic 12. And he was one of the first ones, I won't mention his name, he's now, of course, deceased, but he would tell my father-in-law these little stories of what he could say. Like, for instance, Jesse Singleton, Dr. Wolf, and I can't think of the guy who wrote the book Contact, were tasked with...
Eckers.
Well, I'll say the name again, Sue.
Contact newspaper, is that what you're talking about?
No. Oh, okay. No. Wrote the book Contact.
Okay.
They made it into a movie, and I can't remember his name right now. But anyway, they were to decipher a stone carving that they had brought in from outer space. But when they would get close to it, they were instructed, mental telepathy, not to touch it. And when they would get close to it, they could hear music. And they would get a view of the Earth from outer space. Well, all three of them touched it, and all three of them later on died of cancer.
Interesting.
So what I'm saying here is there has been this exchange between the off-planet story and who are these off-planet people? Who are they? And I believe that it's connected up to the fallen angel Alien. And I believe that there's different species of gray. And there are other species that I'll go to make up that dark alliance. So go ahead and comment, Stu.
Well, I think you're 100% accurate here, pretty much. And you're a little bit deeper in your knowledge than I am of it. But I know one thing. I believe in Christ. And I've talked to Super Spook Otis Johnson before his death, before they murdered him. He was running an operation with General Flynn. They were going to bust Hillary Clinton and that special prosecutor. But there's a conversation with Otis that I had. I recorded him the only time in March of 2012. It's up on my internet site, folks. It's post from yesterday or day before. And Spying on Us is what it's called. 007 Otis Johnson, March 2012, I think was the title. There's the conversation with him for 17 minutes, and he talks about this later on to me. After he had come back, he says, "You're correct. They did build an alien base on the south side of Bluffdale, Utah, which is our secret six-story below-ground artificial intelligence. They're listening to everything." Now, Otis mentions about the chips. They're going to have chips in everything. They're going to have them not only in the phones, and they're going to have them in the appliances, and the whole bit where they can control you, listen to you, bug you. They're doing it to everybody. Now, this is in 2012, he's saying this, and there's the articles on Inslaw and the Octopus and the Hamilton family, and there's all kinds of links up there. This is where Daddy Bush and the Israelis stole the software. And basically, they've turned it into a nightmare for the planet. And that's how they plan on finishing us all off, along with the COVID shots. The shot breaks down your DNA, but Wi-Fi and G5 does the same thing, breaking down your immune system. Am I right or wrong, Jill?
Correct. Correct. That's exactly what it does.
So what we've got is, you know, I've looked over the past 20 years as end time prophecies are pushing us. And if it wasn't for the grace of God and a lot of prayer warriors like Joe and others, we'd probably be a lot deeper into this than what we are. But here's what Otis Johnson, Super Spook, told me before his death. He said they looked in the CERN Super Collider over in Switzerland, and they're able to look into space-time, and they're able to see different things that are going to happen. And he said that sometime between 2021 at the end, he said between then and 2025, and he thought it was going to be out of the latter time frame, we would be hit by a planet that's a fireball six times the size of planet Earth, and it's the end of us. We're toast. Now, there's where Christ comes in, new heaven and new earth. But here's the other part of it. He said there were two stars that swung in here so fast, they could not put their flying saucers out there and put a rocket on it to move it out of orbit. Now, he said they hit planet Earth. I believe that's Wormwood in Revelations, and its sister star, which is right behind it, it talks. And what happens? The people that drink the water, two-thirds of them die. It's bitter water. Now, he said they saw that in Super Collider. So sometime between the end of this year and 2025, those three events are going to take place. Two stars smack the Earth, and we get hit with a big fireball around the 2025 time frame. But it could be before then. That's what he told me. And he said, we're not going to be able to control it. Now, I see on the news yesterday that they are going to send their attack. The NASA is attacking a meteor that's coming at Earth. It's going to be circling. So they're going to knock it out of orbit. They're going to send a rocket out there and knock it out of orbit. This is how serious it is. Maybe one of those stars to come in here and bang us. I don't know. But that's some of the future we have, in my opinion. And we're going to see two-thirds of mankind die because of these evil people. And Joe, I might add something about the economy you said earlier. This comes from the General Accounting Office. They said, and they're the watchdog for the Congress and the Senate, and they carry guns and badges, but they can't make any arrests and all the other, but they investigate. They take everything from the Treasury and Comptroller of Currency, IRS, and they take those numbers and combine them. They said in 1981 that 1% of the U.S. population controlled 20% of the economy. That was the New World Order boys. 1% of them controlled 20% of the economy. That was in 81. In 2012, this is for the edification of listeners, in 2012, they said that 400 men controlled 95% of the U.S. economy, 400 men now, and Larry Mizell in Denver, that took over for my ex-in-law, Leonard Millman, controls 42 to 44% of the U.S. pension funds through Great West Life, that they bought it from J.P. Morgan to help bail them out when they had to pay a fine as well, Richmond American Homes, on the bank bailout. But they bought that pension fund. Prior to that, Norman Brownstein, both of them are APEC directors, American Israeli PAC, and both of them were attorneys hired by Leonard Millman before Mizell took over. He controls through Fidelity Financial. They control 48% of the pension funds. So they're controlling the pension funds, basically, 90-some-odd percent, two men. And they're controlling these 400 men. They're controlling the economy. That's how serious it is. Now, they're only 95% of the economy. They just do anything they want to do. And this isn't just in the United States, folks. This is worldwide. They're controlling the money in Europe. They're controlling the money here, the Fed in the United States. And it's 12 disciples of Satan, but it's expanded beyond that because there's more of them. Now, Otis told me that under the Alien Agreement, 1952 to 2012, which was extended, he said, that there were 200,000 fallen angels that were registered with the government as aliens. He had to register. Now, talks in Genesis, there were war in heaven, and an estimated 1 million angels came to war and a third fill. That's about 333,000. But they've got 200,000 of these people registered. And I asked Otis, I said, that means they're controlling all the presidents of all the countries worldwide. He goes, no, Stu. He said, that's not the case. He said, Trump isn't. He said, he isn't evil like those other bastards are. But he says, here's what it is. They control an aide to the president someplace. That's a fallen angel. They got those extra senses and perceptions, as it was said to me. So that's how they're controlling. And there's 12 men, the 12 disciples of Satan, Henry Kissinger, Daddy Bush, Larry Mizell, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Anwar Ben Shri, the head rabbi in Israel, Pope Benedict, Patrick Wu of China, Grace, Bill Grace, Grace and Company. Let me think, who else? Who am I missing, Joel? But those are the top dogs, the 12 disciples of Satan, they call them. They're really the controllers of this money. Now, there's a movie once, Joel. I sat and watched it with a friend of mine in Las Vegas. I watched it twice. It's called The Devil's Advocate. Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
It's worth watching. In the end, he says, I controlled it through attorneys. I did it through attorneys. That's how they did it, like the Rose Law Firm, okay, that were passing the foreign trust from the Chinese through the Rose Law Firm up to Norman Brownstein, who was registering these foreign trusts to hide their identity and they wouldn't have to pay income tax. And it was Chinese intelligence tied to Lippo Group that was passing them up to him. That was Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, part of the Chinese white heroin coming into the country. But they did it through trust. And it talks about this in that movie, The Devil's Advocate, because you need to see it. It's almost true to life. They hide their identities through others. It's always through others. But they're in control of everything now. And we have a big problem. Do we not, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, where Stu is getting this from, for you listeners that might be new, he had a friend by the name of Ed Slade. And Ed was an Area 51 scientist.
Actually, it was Papoose Lake, Nevada, which is near Groom Lake 51. It's the alien base, folks. Go ahead.
And he is the one that clarified a lot of things. And he said, we have been on the moon since 1962. So those people that say that we didn't go to the moon, oh yes we did. How did we defeat the Van Allen belt? We did it with the help of the aliens. And Ed Slade gave a good talk on that, of where he developed the shield that went on the module, between the module and the lander, so that when it took off or landed, the rocks wouldn't come up and mess with the engines. Well, if you go take a look at that, you will see all of a sudden that there's no dust that's kicked up by the engine. And that's where Ed Slade said they put on board an anti-gravity machine on the module, and that's how they were able to get off the moon.
Now, Ed was a scientist, folks, that was credited for landing the module on the moon, his jet propulsion system. He was at Kennedy Space Center when they set it down, and he was being congratulated, and he's going, no, there wasn't any dust. So he got permission to go out on the ship when they picked it up when it came back in the ocean, landed in the ocean. So he wanted to examine it in person, and he did. But he built toys. He built toys for the aliens. Listen to this one, Joe. I've told it before. He took what they call mu metal, element 115 on the element chart, if it even exists there. And that's what they make these robots out of. It's metal that moves. The Aurora airplane flies 37,000 miles an hour, our plane, given technology from the aliens. It shape shifts as well. That's element 115. There's an element 116 and 117, and then there's 118, which is called dipolium. And that's what the flying saucers are made out of on the bottom, dipolium. So when they come back in, they don't melt down. They glow I've seen them, orange and yellow and everything else out north of Las Vegas where there's a base. Our military base has them. Now, he mixed these three or these four elements, 115 through 118, or the three of them, 6, 7, and 8. He mixed them together and came up with this concoction of a chunk of metal. And he did it at the alien base with the instructions of the aliens, the fallen angels, at Papoose Lake. Then he was instructed to take it down to a pyramid north of Mexico City. And he said it was early, 4 or 5 o'clock. And he says, normally, he says, there's tons of people in the summer down there and all the others. He said, nobody was around. And he says, only one guy. And he says, he's about 7 foot, 6 inches tall. And I walk up to him. He's naughty looking. And I mention his name. And he says, you've got to be Ed Slade. Oh, yeah. He said, did you bring me what you made me? He says, yes, sir. So he takes it up. He says, let me see it. He takes it out of a bag, a leather bag, and it's the size of a loaf of bread metal of those elements, 115, 116, 117, and 118 mixed together, fused together with radiation certain way and the whole bit. So he says, well, here, Ed, take it out there and set it down about 50 yards. He said, what? He says, yeah, take it out there and I'll show you what you made me. So he takes it out, he sets it down, he says, come back here, and he did. And by the way, Ed told me I could never tell this story until after he's dead. And how he died was 2,000 laser shots to the head. They found it in his x-ray. Now, he set it down. He comes back. He says, now turn around and show you what you made me. And he turns it into a flying saucer. He said, how'd you do that? He says, I thought it into a saucer, Ed. He says, you can do it. He said, no, I can't. He says, shut your eyes. He turns it back to the loaf of bread and he says, now shut your eyes and start thinking it into a saucer. So he's trying to think. He says, Ed, you're thinking the wrong way. Think over here. Think over there. What he was doing was reading Ed's mind and telling him how to think. And then he says, okay, now open up your eyes. I'll show you what you made. It's a saucer. So he took him for a joyride out into outer space and back. That was Ed Slade. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. Now, let's put a little commentary on what you were saying. Ed Slade concluded that statement with, we have been on the Mars since 1968. So for a long time, there has been the anti-gravity machine that's been kept from the eyes of the public.
And they can walk, and they can walk around with them in a bag and just take off anytime they want. Go ahead, Joe.
So, where Ed Slade met the alien, who was 7 feet in height, called the Pyramid of the Sun, Pyramid of the Moon. And that is where the Aztec would do all of their sacrifices and then eat the flesh and drink the blood. And the last bit of information that I got out of the Pyramid of the Sun, Pyramid of the Moon, is that they had discovered an inner sanctum room deep down under the pyramid where the priests of the Aztec would be taken to meet the gods. The question is, who are the gods? And in my book, it was the fallen angel alien who has to have blood, because in the blood is the life. And that is why we have human sacrifice, and some people are saying 300,000 children are sacrificed in the United States every year.
I almost could believe that, Joel, as far as numbers, because what's the kidnap rate? About 100,000 of them are kidnapped and put in sex rings.
That is why you have the open border situation. They took a picture of 900 kids. 900 kids, the oldest was maybe 12. No parents. No parents. What were these kids doing in this airport getting ready to board an airline to be taken somewhere to be processed? And I'll tell you where they're to be taken. they're to be taken into the network of trafficking. Number one, use them for sacrifice. Number two, use them for the bodily organs. And number two, sexual reasons.
And I had Debbie Davis on, who's a former U.S. military, Army, National Guard, active down there in Arizona. And John McCain was running the show for the boys in trafficking of human body parts, kids, drugs, guns, weapons, nukes, whatever Daddy Bush wanted to sell. John McCain saw to it with the National Guard. It was done. Good, Joe. I had her on. Look for Debbie Davis on July the 4th.
Yeah. If you folks want to know about the border, there's two places that I would tell you to go. Particularly those of you that live in the Midwest or live way up in Vermont or New Hampshire and never have been down to the border. Number one, go to YouTube, punch in Real Anthony Aguero, spelled A-G-U-E-R-O, Anthony Aguero. He will take you on a tour of the border. He will show you the illegals coming across the border, across the Rio Grande River, in rafts, getting off the rafts, walking down the dirt road, sitting down, and being processed by the Border Patrol. No arrests are really being done. The border is absolutely inundated, and pretty soon by the end of this year, we'll be up to almost 2 million. For the year that have come in.
And 2 weeks ago on the national news, they were sitting there talking on Spin Doctor Chris Wallace, I think that's his name, Wallace, Fox News in the morning on Sunday. You monitor him and you see what the spin's going to be for the week. But what did they bring out? They brought out that they were going to pay, the Justice Department was going to pay $450,000 per person for damages. They were illegally held, supposedly, that came across the border illegally. Joe, what kind of a joke is that?
It is to break down the economy. Because as Anthony says, see these people are here not to integrate. They're here to replace you, the listener of this program. And that's exactly right. It's called a replacement theory. This is also happening all over Europe. The same thing. In Malmo, Sweden, it's actually turned into Grenade Alley, where they have machine gun fire, grenades going off, to where you have these Middle Eastern drug lords going at each other's throat. In Malmo, Sweden. And it's the same thing in London. It's the same thing in Paris. There are places in Paris, small cities, of where the gendarme cannot go in because it's controlled by the Middle Easterner. And so that's what they want. And this, again, goes off into the off-planet entity, which is, in my book, the fallen angel alien who needs the blood sacrifice, because in the blood is the life. Because they have turned their back on God, they have turned down the spigot of the life force that gives them life. So what they have to do is they have to get it in a artificial means called human sacrifice.
Now, folks, I've got a video up on the front of my website. It's in there someplace. There's a picture. And it says FBI raid on human sacrifice. Or put that in the search box on stuweb.com and it come up. Take a look at that. That was an ATF raid. They thought they were raiding a drug house. And it turned out to be they just crucified somebody, cut their head off, and put their head in a box to ship it someplace, and had bodies buried in the backyard. But there they are, drinking the blood. Take a look at them. They're a couple of young women. They aren't too old. In their 20s, 30s. It's sick. But they do that in Denver, Colorado. And I've reported on it because Super Spook Otis Johnson had to have an order signed by Casey before they murdered Casey, which he was his assistant, because Casey was going to testify against Bush and what he did with Iran-Contra. But before that happened, he had to have an order signed. And he went over to the Brown Palace, went through the tunnel, went to the old Navari where they do it across from Brown Palace Hotel. And Joe, you've been there. Anyway.
I haven't been there, Stu, but two other individuals that we sent there. You folks can go to the Brown Hotel and go over to the bar, and you can go down to the basement area because it's now they have different curio shops down there. But there is an area that if you go in a certain direction, they won't let you go because there's a security guard, and that's probably where the tunnel is.
And that's where Otis got a signature signed, and he told Bush, who was vice president, he said, sir, he says, because the VPs are in charge of national security, folks, in case you didn't know that. That's supposedly secret, but it isn't. But he had to have an order signed, so he told him to pull his hood back so he could see his face. And Otis is looking around, he see him drink the blood of a kid over there, and a kid without a head on it, and the whole bed. And he says, Otis, if you ever say a word of what you've seen here, he says, I'll come kill you. He says, yes, sir, and he left. So Otis saw it. And that's where the 12 disciples of Satan meet each year on the winter solstice and the summer solstice. And the summer solstice is always the 21st. And they go rape kids and stuff at Larry Mizell's pad over there at University Boulevard and Cherry Creek. And he's got a condo place over there. And they have their big kid party over there and the whole nine yards. And then they go over to Navari and they eat an infant that they've kidnapped and brought in. Now, Oklahoma, if you go to the human sacrifice, take a look. They caught somebody nabbing a kid at a Walmart. They shot and killed him and the whole bit. But he was trying to nab a kid for, he said, the solstice. Was he doing it to take it up there? I don't know. But it was on Oklahoma TV, and there is a link if you look for the human sacrifice, Denver, Colorado picture on the front of my website below the breaking news column. You'll see the video. Go ahead, Joe.
Now, what we need to also include in on this is the understanding of why the prayer warriors put a lot of their energy into the equinoxes and the solstice. Remember, there's the equinoxes where winter turns into spring, spring turns into summer turns into fall turns into winter. Then you have the solstice. That is where the days become shortened or the days become lengthened.
And in the winter, in the summer, it's the 21st. And in the winter, it varies between the 19th and the 22nd being the shortest day of the year.
And those of you that are interested in this and are doing a prayer warrior on your own, I can tell you that you can also do every full moon, because the moon is controlled by the alien. The moon is controlled by the alien, the fallen angel alien. And on the full moon and the new moon, and on the new moon is where they plant the seed. In other words, what they want to accomplish. It manifests itself during the full moon. And so you can do your prayer warrior thing also on the new moon and the full moon. And what you want to also add to that is that, again, you have your equinoxes, your solstice, the new moon, and the full moon, which it becomes a chore, particularly after you've been doing it for 6 or 7 years. And that's what we've been doing. And so I have found that to be essential. And so give it a try for those of you that are in that place.
Now, Joe, you told me how you go out there and you fight them during this period of time in the spirit prayer, and you're praying against them and trying to neutralize them, and it's very effective, folks. Prayer works. I'll tell you something. Over my father, I ended up praying and got in a cat fight. I call it a cat fight. It went on for 16 hours. On a Saturday evening, I went to bed about 5:30, 6 o'clock p.m. And I mean, it was all evening long. I was just beat up. And I kept seeing those evil entities, these two women at this nursing home, just sticking it right in my face. And I'm praying for their salvation. And here I tried to get my dad moved the day before. The next morning, about 10 o'clock, I get a call from a nurse I won't say, but they're material witnesses. They said, "Your dad, they changed up his meds last night." I said, "Really?" I said, "How is he? Is he coherent?" "No, he isn't." I said, "Would you send him to hospital?" She says, "I'll do it now." And the nurse did it. It got him moved out of that place into another hellhole, which is a different story. But the point is, I got into a cat fight through prayer. I'd never seen anything like this. It was bad. But I won because of God, Jesus Christ. Now, Joe does this, and other prayer warriors do this on these different solstices and equinoxes and different full moons and these high satanic holidays, they refer to it as. They fight against them. And if other people would do this, we might have a pretty good chance of making a pretty good dent in them. Because right now, I'm telling you, we're up against the wire. And we can see it in many ways. And there was something I was going to say, something else that's going on, Joe, that fits right in here. It's biblical. But, and I'm trying to think what it was. And I don't remember. I had a brain.
Well, let me add this, and then you can think about it. Stu had on a guy, when he had his radio show, he and Chip Tatum had their radio show. One of the persons they had on there was a guy by the name of Jay Parker. And he was brought up in a, what I call a dark Illuminati family in Arden, Delaware. And Arden, Delaware is a little village town that he says was constructed strictly for satanic reasons. Its opposite is Rose Valley, Pennsylvania. Now, between those two little villages runs the Arcadian ley line. And that Arcadian ley line makes its way all the way around the world, and one of the places that it goes through is the Temple of the Sun, Temple of the Moon, down in Mexico City. And that is why that was built by the Aztecs under the direction of the fallen angel alien. That network goes all the way up to places like Chaco Canyon, which we now know, without a doubt, they were doing human sacrifice and cannibalism, meaning eating the brains. It followed itself in a network of roads all the way to what we call the Mound Builders site. And it is a series of mounds that is about a quarter of more, about a half a mile in length. It was originally covered over by fulgurite. And this fulgurite is the only way that you can get fulgurite is off a meteor that's crashed into the earth. It's very expensive and it's very beautiful. It's green in color. But all along those mounds that used to be covered with fulgurite, the head, and when you look at it from an above view, it is a serpent. Serpent meaning the fallen angel alien, the serpent people. The head points its place to Draco. And Draco is where the great Pindar, one of the big leaders of the fallen angel alien, resides, the Pindar. So you had an entire network, an exchange of energy that went all the way from the Pindar to the mounds, all working its way all the way down to the Temple of the Sun, Temple of the Moon in Mexico City for human sacrifice. which included the area again of Chaco Canyon, because Chaco Canyon, we now know, is really not a place of residency. It was a place of ceremony. And that ceremony was the way that the fallen angel alien conducts his world with his energy. And what it is, you have ley lines. And these ley lines match the ley lines in your body. You have all kinds of ley lines in your feet and the lower portion of your leg. When you go in and step into that, you are being influenced by what the ceremonies did at the Arcadian ley line. It spreads out throughout the United States. And so one of the ways that you can work with this is Organite, and go to organiteproducts.org and order Organite. And they make little chips, and you can carry these chips around with you. And it reconfigures the energy. In other words, it amps it up. And Jay Parker said you had teams out there that would go against the 5G towers and other energy source points, and they would plant Organite, huge Organite made into spheres that would nullify the 5G, not nullify it, but in other words, balance out the energy. So that's one of the things that we do. And you can, by the way, set up an entire protection in your house. You buy these Organite products, and you go to the four corners of your house on the outer perimeter and four corners on the inner perimeter, and set you up a little shield against these vibrations that the Satanists use on the full moon, on the new moon, on the equinoxes, and the solstice.
Now, a friend, after you had told me about this, she bought a necklace for me in one of these little pyramids, Organite, folks. Nice gift for my birthday a while back in July. I wear this Organite as a necklace. It's a necklace. And I found out that I don't get cramps as bad when they shoot me with their Stonar E-systems of Dallas every day in the night when they're hitting everybody else, a few million in the United States. Breaks down your immune system eventually. But I'm not cramping as bad from it because they wake me up every time they do it. But the Organite has helped. So it is a good product as far as I'm concerned. Now, Joe.
Now, I might add at this, Stu, at this point, there is, well, people have asked me, well, where is the good guy? Where is the help? And your friend that you met in prison, Gunter Rauschbacher, said, it's a complicated situation, and it's easier for me to say there is group one or faction one, bad guys, black hats. Then there is white hats, faction two, good guys. And there is a group that is deeply embedded within the United States Navy that fights against faction one. And one of those events in my book that was a good guy event, and it was the hand of God and the good alien, was the Rittenhouse event. You could not get a better defense than what happened with Rittenhouse. There was no doubt that he acted in self-defense, because there was all kinds of videos. And for that to happen, it had to be the hand of God that stepped in there, because if the Rittenhouse case would have gone south, you would have no right of self-defense. Now, folks, the reason that the Second Amendment is there is to be able to protect yourself, and it's based upon the Sixth Commandment, which says, thou shalt not murder. Its complete statement is, you, because of the thou shalt not murder commandment also means that you have a right to not to be murdered. And the only way that you can do it and stop it is to kill. That is why you have, one of the reasons why you have the Second Amendment. You have a right. Take a look at what happened to Rittenhouse. And he was beamed over the head, twice kicked in the head, and he was able to get off a round to defend himself. Yeah, another guy pulled a gun and was getting ready to cap him, and Rittenhouse got off the round. That was the hand of God. The guy was on the ground on his back when he shot those two guys. And those were and the first account was when they chased him and got him trapped against the wall, the assailant grabbed the weapon at the barrel and tried to take it away from Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse was able to get off three shots. And it was a clear case. They were going to do the guy in. No doubt about it. They were going to pound his head.
Now,
this was a big event of what I would call a faction two influence against a faction one influence. And make no bones about it. BLM and Antifa are absolutely 110% satanic, because I know that in Portland, where you have a big hive there of Antifa and BLM,
Black Lives Matter,
voodoo donuts. They make donuts into satanic shapes, usually genitalia. And they had one guy who wrote the blog, went in, and there were tunnels leading to underground places where they had parties. And after the party, they had the sacrifice. In other words, the entire Antifa, the entire BLM, is 110% satanic, including the mayor.
In Portland.
That is why Portland had over, I don't forgot how many days of riots and burning downs. These people are controlled by the fallen angel alien. They are satanic. The word satanic really comes from the word adversary. Put an S on it and make it adversaries, the fallen angel alien. And you hear the word Lucifer, which I believe really is the other name for the fallen angel alien Samuel. But that entire cabal of serpent people are the ones that are the key to Antifa and BLM. And the defense against that, the number one defense, is the blood of Jesus Christ, and that is why it's so important that you read Hebrews 9:13. I think, Stu, we better call it an end on this.
Here, I want to throw something out because something's coming without saying it, but it's called a suit. But the little game that the FBI stalkers did to me back in March and get me false arrested, I had posted a video up there of her at the time, but I didn't have the audio. Now the audio is up there where you can see it and hear her saying, "He's got a gun! He got out of his car, he pulled a gun on me!" Well, I wasn't arrested over a gun, but that's what got me arrested, because I'd taken her picture beforehand, 13 miles back in a different city, and then she comes and runs into me. I mean, this is how nutty she is. A stalker, I call it. A person who harasses or persecutes someone with unwanted and obvious obsessive attention. I blew her cover because I took her picture, and I'd taken pictures of her team members during that week because I was going to put federal restraining orders on them. Well, there's something big coming, folks. So we'll see how it goes. And with that said, Joe, take a look at the audio. It's up there on the front of the site at the top. You'll see a picture of her. It says updated. Just click it on there and go in and listen to the audio of her. and cut and paste the audios in if you need to, and cut and paste the video in while you're listening to her audio. Oh, he's out of his car right now. He's pointing a gun at me. I'm videotaping her, talking to the police folks, calling the cops on her. Anyway, it's going to be a fun day next week. With that said, Joe, I want to thank you very much for all your knowledge. And I want to mention one other thing. The ley lines, Joe, they also go to Denver, Colorado, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Different places. Arizona's got them. The whole country's got it. And it's pretty heavy, folks. So, you know, during these satanic holidays, full moons and the other stuff, start praying against them. Ask God to intervene. Ask God to bring them to salvation or destroy them and take them off the planet. He does miracles. With that said, Joe, any last words?
That's it.
Okay, I want to thank you very much. You have a good day.